In an unprecedented move by regulators, one of the biggest makers of edible cannabis products has been stripped of its license. Fairbanks's Frozen Buds was one of the first legal cannabis businesses to open in the state. Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office Director Erica McConnell says after today, Frozen Buds holds another important distinction.
The Marijuana Board, they've had some disciplinary actions for various types of violations, but they've never considered a license revocation before and have never revoked a license.
Frozen Buds is known for supplying popular edible products to retail shops around the state. Items with names like Canna Banana Bread, Toker Chai Tea, and Dank Chip Cookies. The company has a separate retail license for a shop in Fairbanks, which is not affected by the board's revocation decision. State officials issued a suspension earlier this month at Frozen Buds' manufacturing facility for a range of alleged violations. Those included selling thousands of untested edibles, some of which contained mold, and others that state investigators found to contain 2 to 3 times the legal limit of THC, the psychoactive component in cannabis. McConnell, the AMCO director, says Frozen Buds is also alleged to have allowed on-site consumption at its premises and delivered products directly to consumers, both of which are illegal. In an effort to prevent black market pot from making it into the legal market, regulations require precise tracking of marijuana products from seed to sale. McConnell says that is not what's happening here.
It was like those edibles appeared out of thin air. Now, it's possible that that's just a mistake in the tracking system, but if you were doing a good job with your inventory management, you would have found this mistake and then you would have been able to go back and correct it.
In an interview this week with the Associated Press about the initial license suspension, Frozen Buds owner blamed the discrepancies on computer software problems. Frozen Buds did not respond to a request today for further comment. Along with a $500,000 fine, the control board ordered the seizure of all of Frozen Buds' products around the state.